Egypt's president faces two choices and the clock is ticking. A church is standing strong and reaching out despite chaos in Turkey. And after 20 years, a ministry sees an end in sight. Stay tuned to learn why that's a good thing. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi is facing two ultimatums, one by the millions of Egyptians protesting in nearly every major city in the country, and the other by the army. Protesters want him out, and the army wants peace. Morsi has till Wednesday to make his move. Sat7's Rex Rogers says,
people seem to be fed up. They've had a year, apparently democratically elected president, and it hasn't worked. The government hasn't responded in the way that the hopes of the Arab Spring caused people to envision, and now they're asking for that.
But this protest is different.
One of the biggest issues that the protesters are claiming is that the regime has become a one-party, one-ideology, protective force rather than representing all Egyptians.
There are more average people standing together for a better Egypt. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has been adjusting their programming to provide a venue, fair coverage, and the hope of Christ. As the deadline's near, Rogers is urging you to pray.
Pray that the message of peace is heard. Pray that common sense and level heads would respond. Pray for the protection of the church and the ability to express faith in Christ.
Next, Open Doors says that the violence gripping Egypt has hit close to home. A group of pro-government fanatics sprayed a group of protesters with machine guns over the weekend. A ministry partner's son was in that crowd, and he was shot twice. He remains in intensive care. Christians are especially concerned as the threats have become more frequent and persecution has disrupted many outreaches. So pray for the violence to end and for a peaceful resolution to the escalating situation. This is Mission Network News. The last few days have been rough ones in Turkey. Recurring violence and demonstrations have left chaos behind. However, the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention says that a pastor, whom we'll call Nicholas, hasn't given up hope. The church will continue on, as it always has, because he says there needs to be a place for people to hear the gospel. Although he continues to work in a dangerous area, he's asking for prayer. We have a few more details at our website. Meanwhile, the Great Commission is going mobile. According to Matt Brubaker of the Jesus Film Project,
we've had partners all over the world get really excited about different opportunities.
It's leading to some major milestones. In recent weeks, their digital media platform had 10 million views of evangelistic films, and over 100,000 people have downloaded the Jesus Film app on their smartphones.
By launching our digital app and our digital platform, it's enabled us to really get to people faster and get it in the hands of people who otherwise never would have accessed it.
Soon, there will be a training video to go along with these tools.
It helps people understand the power of having the Jesus Film Media app on their phone and how it can be used in everything from day-to-day interactions to a Christian going on a mission trip, how they can use it and what they can do with it.
Pray for this group as they learn how to use new technology for the cause of Christ. And 20 years of marriage is traditionally symbolized by fine china. The seed company's Mark Kordick says they're using a song to mark 20 years of translation work with Wycliffe Bible Translators USA.
Brenton recorded a song that kind of captured the mystery of Jesus being the Word of God, the living Word of God.
The seed company works with Wycliffe to get God's Word to the least reached people groups of the earth. Founder Bernie May's vision was to start 200 translation projects in 10 years.
By God's grace, after those 10 years, the seed company was working in 208 languages.
After another decade, Kordick says their work will be nearing completion.
We can see the end of the language portion of the Great Commission. And we believe that the translator that will be involved in that language is alive today.
See how you can help God's Word reach the unreached at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary, Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking, and it helps you understand how you can make a difference. Share it with your church or your Bible study. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.